A Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputy is dead after being ambushed Saturday, according to authorities. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was shot while driving his patrol car in Palmdale, about 61 miles northeast of L.A. in the evening. A passerby found him.
I think it was a targeted act, based on what we know now.
Luna says they're aware of surveillance video that may have captured the shooting.
We need to get this guy off the street, guy or guys. He's a public safety threat.
He also says the 30-year-old deputy comes from a police family and just got engaged.
From everything I know about Ryan, people absolutely loved and adored him.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,